This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as today we continue our study of Philippians chapter 1, verses 19 through 21, the crucial statement found in that passage where the Apostle Paul says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." For the past several programs, we have been studying this statement, "For to me to live is Christ," and giving special consideration as to what would have to be true of one for him to tell the truth and say, "For to me to live is Christ." What does it mean for one to say, "To me to live is Christ"? Already we have discussed 5 points. Number 1, it means that you must be able to say that Christ is truly the King, the ruler of your life. It means that you must be able to say that Christ is the realm of your life, that you are in Christ, that Christ is the clothing of your life, He is the activity of your life, and the basic message of your life. Now today, we began with a new point. To be able to say, "For to me to live is Christ," one must be able to say truthfully, "To me to live, Christ is the goal of my life." We find in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, these words, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience unto the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Notice that the living of the Christian life is one of living by looking unto Jesus, the author or the beginner and finisher of our faith. Now, if one's goal in life is something other than looking to Jesus, something other than striving to be like He is and like He was during His personal ministry here on this earth, then one is not living a life in which he can say truthfully, "For to me to live is Christ." I recall also the words in the 11th chapter of Hebrews in verse 10, where the Bible says of Abraham, "For he looked for the city which hath the foundations, whose builder and maker is God." Now that means that Abraham had his eye not on the things of this world, but on the things of the world to come. And in order for one to say truthfully, "For to me to live is Christ," he must be able to say that he is looking for the city which hath the foundations, that is, heaven, whose builder and maker is God, and not merely for some building here on this earth. In the next place, we note that for one to say, "For to me to live is Christ," and to tell the truth about it when he says it, he must be able to say, "For to me to live, Christ is the fruit of my life." We find in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, "But the fruit of the Spirit," that is, of the Holy Spirit, "is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with the passions and the lusts thereof." Now that means for one to be able to say, "For to me to live is Christ," he must be characterized by a loving attitude. He must live a life of great joy and happiness. He must be at peace with himself and others insofar as others will allow him to do so. He must be a person who's long-suffering with the shortcomings of others. He must be kind and courteous and polite. He must be a good and pure person, one who's faithful to God, one who lives his life in meekness and humility and not in arrogance and self-pride. He's one of self-control, as the Bible teaches here, against such there is no law. There is, of course, then the basic fundamental character, which is Christian, which characterizes those who are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so far as to say, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain," we must be able to say that Christ is the goal of our life, and He is the fruit of our life. I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow when we continue our study of the question, "For me to live is Christ." Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my prayer.